Noelle, come clean. How many tattoos do you have?
None. My mother would have killed me. How about you?
None, zero?
Zero.
None that you know of. We might talk a little bit more about that.
After the show.
Look, Americans are becoming a lot more inked, and we have evidence for that. The Centers for Disease Control now confirms that 21% of Americans, one in five, has at least one tattoo. That's up from only 16% in 2003. The reason for this upward trend isn't exactly known. It could signal a change in the way society at large views permanent body art. But in other words, one in five adults, tattooing seems to be well beyond the stage of a fad at this point. In fact, tattooing has become so common that it's even permeated some of the most conservative and staid institutions in society. Stay tuned to hear how that's true. First, we're joined by Betty Rose, a New York City tattoo artist who has joined us in the studio to talk about the culture of tattoos. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
One in five adults. Now, in your world where you do a lot of tattoos, you see a lot of people with tattoos. I see that you've got quite a few yourself. What do you make of the overwhelming commonality of tattoos? One in five adults, it has grown astronomically. What is it about from where you sit?
I think social media and the mainstreaming of tattooing has made it popular. Celebrities and athletes, and like you said, politicians all have tattoos, so now everybody wants one.
So that people can see that other people have them, celebrities have them, they're on the internet, and it seems a lot less isolated than it used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though you can see other people with tattoos, you know, in the old days, only sailors and rough people and sort of the margins of society had them. Is it now that they're no longer considered marginal, or do you think it's that people want to identify with the feeling of, I can have a little bit of roughness in my life. I can have a little bit of longshoreman without actually having to be one.
I suppose it used to be something where, you know, you got a tattoo to be unique and strange and different. And now it's become so because it's become mainstream. Anybody can get it.
Why did you get yours? Explain your own personal experience. You've got quite a few tattoos. What's led you to body art?
At first, it had a lot to do with the culture. I thought it was really interesting, and I thought it was different, I suppose, 10 years ago when I started getting tattooed. People are trying to fit in now more, I suppose, and instead of standing out like it used to be, people are just trying to fit in. And that's why it's a little bit more popular now, I suppose.
A little bit more of a way to fit in. I want to share with you a quick personal story of my own. Noelle, I'll answer your question. I do have a tattoo. It is small and out of the way, but here's the thing. It was one of those small tattoos that you could have considered like a youthful sort of teenage kind of dumb tattoo that you get. I got it in college with a friend of mine who got it for me on his birthday. I never really wanted it. I was never sorry I had it, but I sort of got used to it and always ignored it. But I'm so happy I have it now, because that friend, who was one of my best friends, passed away 2 years ago. Oh. And now I have a permanent reminder on my body, and I think of him every single time.
That's a great
I
story.
Look in the mirror. I have a very tiny tattoo. You would not be impressed, but it means a lot to me.
That's great. Yeah. That's the same for most people, I suppose.
Yeah, it actually does mean a lot to me. Well, I want to get into a different aspect of tattooing. One in five adults, as we mentioned, purely mainstream now, tattoo art. However, tattooing has permeated some of the most staid and conservative and high-minded institutions in our society. We've got just the man joining us here to talk about it. He's John Stanton. He's editor of BuzzFeed in Washington. In fact, he's bureau chief. John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. John's a friend of mine and a colleague. Now, John, I have sat next to you in many, many briefings on Capitol Hill, looked over at your rolled-up sleeves to see tattoos like Big Angry Skull on your forearm. Now, I know that you like tattoos, but the fact that you roll up your sleeves in the United States Senate and just let it ride with a skull says a lot.
Yeah, you know, when I first started getting tattooed a few years ago, I kept my sleeves down, and I didn't, I was worried that the members particularly would look at me funnier or they would treat me differently, even though I'd known them for a long time. And at some point, I think I was at a dinner with a member of Congress, and, you know, I it was hot, and I rolled up my sleeves, and, you know, they sort of asked me about it, but then it was, that was about it. And it was sort of then that I realized that this has become way beyond just, you know, an isolated thing. You see the police around the building have them. You see a lot of staff have them. There are members that have them now. And, you know, I find that none of the members of Congress that I've ever talked to, I've talked to some of the very, very conservative ones, some of the very old ones, none of them have ever treated me any differently because of the tattoos.
Okay, now that's you. Now, John Stanton, you have done the definitive story in Washington on tattooed politicians, tattooed members of Congress. Give us the names. Who's tattooed among our elected officials?
Well, a number of the sort of the old school military guys are, which is not surprising, particularly some of the guys in the Marine or in the Navy. But some of the bigger sort of proponents of tattooing are Duncan Hunter, who's from California, a Republican, and a Democrat, Jesse Jackson Jr. from Chicago. The two of them, when I talk to them, you know, they both have a lot of work done. Jesse Jackson has a portrait of Bruce Lee, who was one of his childhood heroes, and has his children and his wife on one arm. And Duncan Hunter and his wife both go to get tattooed. He's been going ever since he was in the military. Every time he would get deployed, he would get a new one. And his little brother is now in the military. And so every time he's deployed, the two of them go to get tattoos. Mary Bono Mack has a tattoo of a cross that she got right after September 11th. As a memorial to that. Dan Boren has a fraternity tattoo.
Of Oklahoma, the conservative Democrat of Oklahoma.
Has a tattoo someplace on his person. And then Alan West, who is the one guy actually who I was pretty sure he'd have one. He was in the Marines and he was, you know, I thought I'd seen some pictures of him and I asked him, and it was funny. He was like the one guy who really got nervous when I asked him about it. Mm. Wouldn't talk much about it. Sort of acknowledged he had them, and they wouldn't tell me what they were or where they were, and sort of got really shy and nervous, which is hilarious because the guy is sort of well known for being willing to say just about anything.
About anyone.
Yeah. True.
But John, these are mostly conservative tattoos, pictures of families, pictures of crosses. Does anyone have anything really outrageous, like, you know, like a mermaid or is it all pretty straightforward?
I think it's all fairly straightforward. I mean, Jesse Jackson with the Bruce Lee tattoos.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
No bloody daggers through the eye of a skull, Stanton.
Well, as far as I know, no.
Okay. Now, just a couple of yours that I've seen, John Stanton, the black skull on your forearm. You've got a writer's quill and ink well on your other arm, since you are a journalist and a writer by trade. So those are some of yours. That's John Stanton, bureau chief of BuzzFeed.com, Beltway Tattoo Authority. Also joined by Betty Rose here in the studio, tattoo artist in Midtown here in Manhattan. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.